In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This beautiful line from the letter to the Hebrews is a reminder for this, for us, at this point in the liturgical year, between the Ascension last Thursday and Pentecost next Sunday, that although we are in a period of waiting in our worldly time for the Advocate to come, time from God's perspective is altogether different. This line about Jesus Christ, who is God Himself, who is about to come to us in the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, is a statement of God's immutability or unchangingness. God does not change. We do. As Canon Jair mentioned, just yesterday, I was ordained to the priesthood of Jesus Christ through the Sacrament of Holy Orders. And part of the sacrament means an ontological change is made to my soul, marking me forever in his priestly line, both in this world and in eternity. And later today, I will have the great blessing to celebrate my first Mass, the first time that through my hands, which Archbishop Listecki anointed, Jesus will come to us in the Holy Eucharist for the first time. And that brings us to the beautiful event we're all witnessing here today, the first communions of the children here today. So to the boys and girls, let's think for a moment about a little bit about our Bible history. So today is your first communion. But I want us to think back to the first communion, the Last Supper, the night before Jesus died on the cross for us. At the Last Supper, which was the first communion in history, Jesus gave himself, under the appearance of bread and wine, as spiritual nourishment for his friends out of love for them. And he has done the same thing at every Mass celebrated around the world, starting in Israel and moving across the globe for the last 2,000 years. It's a big number. Right? 2,000 years, and Jesus has been coming down to us each and every Mass. The love of Jesus Christ, yesterday and through all of history. And today, you will receive that same gift for the first time, your first communion. And your first communion contains the same love, the same God, the same Jesus, who sacrificed himself for us on the cross after the Last Supper. And if it was necessary, Jesus would undergo that passion again and again for each and every one of you. That's how much he loves you and is willing to do for you. And as Christians, that's what we're called to do for others. To bear witness to this love by becoming living tabernacles, witnesses to his love throughout the world. And only through the strength of the Eucharist can this be done. Only once Jesus enters into us through the Holy Eucharist can we become those living tabernacles. And that's how we become the love of Jesus Christ today. And boys and girls, you have the opportunity to receive Jesus' love, this divine love that saves us from our sins, in Holy Communion many times throughout your life. Just like I received my first communion when I was your age, I grew up, though, and the world around me changed. But remember, God doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. He is the same. and throughout your lives, he will continue to love you with that same love. And he'll keep pouring himself out, giving himself every time we offer Mass on the altar, all the way until the last Mass we will ever have on earth. The love of Jesus Christ, forever. So always remember, every time you receive Holy Communion, Jesus is giving us the supernatural virtue of charity and love, enabling us to love with the same love that he did, in order that we might change. We might show the changing power of the love of Jesus to our school classrooms, our friends, and when we're grown-ups, into our jobs and our families. But Jesus remains the same. And you are here today because of his unfailing love for you. And after today, your First Communion, he will continue to invite you back forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.